on humanity that violates basic human rights. He named China, Iran, North Korea, Syria, Venezuela, and Cuba among the worst offenders. And regarding those countries that turn a blind eye to human trafficking, Secretary of State Pompeo says,
if you don't stand up to trafficking, America will stand up to you. President Trump has proven this, and he has mobilized our federal government to make human trafficking a true top priority for the United States. This is highly appropriate. Last October, the President hosted and I chaired a meeting of the Interagency Task Force to monitor and combat trafficking in persons. It was the first time that a president had attended a meeting of that task force in its 19 years of existence. The president that day vowed that he would not rest, quote, until we have stamped out the menace of human trafficking once for all. And he instructed every agency to take on that action. Here at State, we're doing our best to answer that call. We engage in year-round activity with our partners in more than 80 countries to support anti-trafficking programs all across the world. Last fall, the department, with important input from survivors, worked to produce a video about the risks of human trafficking and inform visa applicants of their rights. It's on display in the waiting rooms at most of our embassies and consulates all across the world.
A new report out from the State Department shows that 77% of victims who are exploited in human trafficking are exploited in their own country. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
I still don't talk loud enough. And I'm usually so obnoxious and loud. Pardon me? We're going to test him. She sit there.
Okay.
So I think that's number 3. Oh, no, it says number 4. Do you want to test it?
Yeah.
Oh, see? You got your little...
Hi,
Lauren. How you
doing?
Good. I haven't seen you in
so long. Hey, Rocky. Thank you. Thank you for asking me. My friend Amy.
Test, 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 test. So you're number 4. Let's see if we do it. Let's see what mistakes we made tonight.
So, I do live broadcast with my group, and I have technical difficulties.
Ah, awesome.
Although my setup is not like this. It's just a little bit.
So if you get a little closer to the mic, like see how close I am?
Yeah,
now go. Oh, wait. Keep going.
Testing, testing.
Much better, yeah. Much better. You could try to make it a little higher if you want. Or are we going to make it?
Rocking,
you're
2.
You? I'm 2. Test, test. You're 2.
Here I am.
Perfect.
Is
you
it?
Have such a good radio voice.
Okay.
Oh, my God. to Sharing the Hope. I am your host, Rocky Schwartz. My co-host is Jennifer Denlinger. Sharing the Hope is brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Radio. We are family support coordinators at Prevention Resources, an agency based here in Flemington since 1971. We work in the Family Support Center, and we provide free support to anyone in Hunterdon, Somerset, or Mercer counties who has a loved one with a substance use disorder. We meet with family members one-on-one, in person, or via phone, email, or text. Our show is weekly on Thursdays from 5 to 6 o'clock, and we broadcast live on Facebook, and then shows will be posted so you can listen at your convenience. And I'm not even going to talk about ourselves anymore because I'm very excited to talk about our guest. So today, as our guest, we have Lauren Blanchard-Zaleski.
Yep.
Yes. She's the founder and administrator of the Facebook page Attitude of Gratitude with Chronic Pain, an online community of almost 5,000 members who live with chronic conditions and use gratitude as their main tool for living joyful and fulfilling lives. She is currently writing a book of the same name about how living gratefully can help those with chronic conditions heal from the emotional debilitation that often comes along with it. We are going to take a very, very short break, and then we're going to talk more with Lauren.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.